Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I'd like to welcome you to an exciting new series on the Qalam podcast, Quranic Reflections, where all of our instructors here at Qalam share their thoughts and insights, reflections, research in regards to various chapters and verses of the Quran. We hope and pray that this will become a very beneficial resource for people to develop an understanding of the Quran and to come closer to the Book of Allah. If this is of benefit to you, please visit supportqalam.com. Visit supportqalam.com and donate and contribute generously. That is what allows us to continue to do this work and deliver the understanding of Islam to as many people as possible all around the world. Now, go ahead and listen. Please share with family and friends. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الانبياء وعلى اله الاسكياء واصحابه الاتقياء اما بعد. The sixth surah of the Quran is called Surah Al-An'am. An al-'am in English means cattle. And the reason why this surah is called Al-An'am is because there are many rulings regarding cattle that are mentioned within the surah. There are many narrations that tell us regarding when the surah was revealed. Most mufassirun are in agreement that majority of the surah, if not all of it, was revealed in Makkah Mukarramah. Some make exclusion to 2 ayat, some make exclusion to 5 verses, some make exclusion to 3 verses. Otherwise, most of the surah was revealed in Makkah Mukarramah. Not only was it all revealed in Makkah, it was all revealed in one night and in one gathering. The Prophet ﷺ was traveling one night and he was on his camel. The revelation started. The companions noticed that the weight of the revelation was overbearing on the camel, so the camel kneeled down. The Prophet ﷺ received the entire surah and then called a scribe, and the scribe came and wrote down the verses of the surah. In one narration, the companions, they say that the Prophet ﷺ said, when this surah was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that night, 70,000 angels came with it. It wasn't Jibreel alayhi salam alone. 70,000 angels came. And as the surah was being revealed, they humbly gathered doing tasbih, saying, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This surah, Al-An'am, is a very special surah. Because in this surah, you will find the message of Tawheed, an introduction to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is very special and very unique. One of my favorite surahs in the Quran is Al-An'am. It always has been. Because every time I read, in particular the first part of it, the first half of it, it has a very powerful introduction to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Al-Tha'labi, the famous mufassir, he narrates from Jabir radiallahu anhu, who narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ قَرَأَ ثَلَاثَ آيَاتٍ مِنْ أَوَّلِ سُورَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ إِلَىٰ قَوْلِهِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ. That whoever reads the first 3 verses of Surah Al-An'am until وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ. What are those first 3 verses? الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَجَعْلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ. هو الذي خلقكم من طين ثم قضى أجلا وأجل مسمى عنده ثم أنتم تمترون وهو الله في السماوات وفي الأرض يعلم سركم وجهركم ويعلم ما تكسبون. Imam Tha'labi رحمه الله narrates from Jabir رضي الله عنه that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever recites the first 3 verses of Surah Al-An'am, وَكَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَرْبَعِينَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint 40,000 angels. يَكْتُبُونَ لَهُ مِثْلَ عِبَادَتِهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. They will continue to write ibadah for that person until the day of judgment. وَيَنْزِلُ مَلَكًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ السَّابِعَةِ وَمَعَهُ مِرْزَبَةٌ. And then a special angel will come from the seventh heaven with a tool like a hammer. من حديد فإذا أراد الشيطان أن يوسوس له أو يوحي في قلبه شيئا. And when Shaitan wishes to whisper into this person's heart some doubtful thoughts, you know, or to try to sway this person, ضَرَبَهُ ضَرْبَةً. That angel will hit him with his hammer. فَيَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ سَبْعُونَ حِجَابًا. Which will then create 70 veils between shaitan and that person. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. And when that servant comes to Allah on the Day of Judgment, after having recited these three verses, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to this person, إِمْشِ فِي ظِلِّي يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّي. Walk in my shade, and on this day there is no shade but my shade. وَكُلْ مِنْ ثِمَارِ جَنَّتِي وَاشْرَبْ مِنْ مَاءِ الْكَوْثَرِ. That go and drink, go and eat from the fruits of my garden, and go and drink from the water of Kawthar. وَغْسِلْ مِنْ مَاءِ السَّلْسَبِيلِ فَأَنْتَ عَبْدِي وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ. Go and bathe from the water of Salsabil, for indeed I am your Lord and you are my servant. This narration is narrated by Imam Al-Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayh in his Ahkam al-Quran, right before he starts the actual tafsir of this surah. And then he says, what a beautiful virtue for reciting three verses. You wonder, why is there such a great virtue? Why are 70,000 angels coming down for the revelation of one surah? And it's because this surah consists of the most important message any believer needs in their life. And that message is the message of Tawheed. La ilaha illallah. As we just recited a few days back, wa ilahukum ilahum wahid. Your Lord is one Lord. Your Lord is one Allah. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Your Lord is one Allah. That's a mistake you can never make. Sit with Surah Al-An'am and you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reflecting over His creation, reflecting over His majesty, refuting the objections that the mushrikun had against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one by one calling out their objections and rejecting them, sharing the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, how Ibrahim alayhi salam found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's sitting and he's pondering into the heavens and he sees the moon, he sees the stars, he sees the sun. All of this in Surah Al-An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about how He uniquely created the skies and the earth. Badi'u samawati wal ardh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the revelation that prophets of the past came with. And then when closing off the surah, Allah starts the surah off with Tawheed and ends the surah with Tawheed. In the middle, Allah talks about the rulings of Al-An'am, the cattle. But towards the end now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings Tawheed again. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Everything in my life is for my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I taught this surah, and I did tafsir of this surah some years back in Chicago, I recall saying to the students who attended the class that this is one of those surahs you don't really need to do much tafsir of. You just need to read it. The translation itself will speak to you. And today I wanted to briefly reflect over and go through the verses 59, 60, 61, 62. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 59, introducing us to who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. It seems like we as Muslims have no idea who our Khaliq is. We have no idea who our Allah is. Because if we had true value of Allah, we would stand with our heart poured in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We would stand without a single fidget, without a single movement, because we would know how great He is. This very same person who says that I can't stand straight, I can't dress appropriately, if they were to stand in front of one of the leaders of the world, no movement at all. They would think thrice before even breathing, very calmly, without any movement, very softly, humbled in front of their leader of the world. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is meaningless. Someone offers you something, someone has wealth, you humble yourself in front of them. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Someone who's knowledgeable, you humble yourself in front of them. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah azza wa jal says in verse number 59 of Surah Al-An'am, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ. And with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies the keys of the unseen, meaning the knowledge of the unseen. Only Allah knows the knowledge of the unseen. Some scholars, they say, مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ refers to the five things mentioned at the end of Surah Luqman. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Those five verses. Other scholars, they say it's عام, it's general. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of the unseen. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ. No one but He knows it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. You challenge the knowledge of Allah. You are unaware, you're naive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of everything in the land and in the oceans. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. There is not a leaf that falls in any jungle, from any tree, from any corner of the world, in any village, town, or even in the desert. But while it's falling, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how it came into existence, when it came into existence, who passed underneath this, how many insects sat on there, how many people benefited, how long it existed. And as it falls, Allah knows its duration. And when it falls on the ground, Allah hears it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what will happen to it even after it falls on the ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only knows this for one leaf, but for all of it. The ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only with you. And if Allah knows that about a leaf, do you think your Allah doesn't know you, even though you are ashraful makhluqat? You are akramul makhluqat, the most honorable. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't know this about you? إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. There is not a grain in some hidden dark corner of the earth. وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ. Or anything moist or dry, meaning living or, you know, not living. إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. But its knowledge has been noted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very clear book and a very clear scribe. Then Allah azza wa jal says in verse number 16, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ. He is the one who gives you death in the form of sleep at night. You go to sleep, you think you're actually alive? Who controls you? By Allah, there were so many people today who woke up and their beloveds didn't wake up next to them. Today they spent the day preparing their janazah. Today they spent their day washing their body. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ. Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, every night when you lie down in your bed and you turn the lights off, remind yourself that one day the lights will be turned off and they won't be turned on again. And when you pull that blanket over you, remind yourself that that sheet will be pulled over you and it won't be removed again. And as you lie down and get ready to go to sleep, know that a day will come that you will sleep from this dunya. And when you rise, it will be on the day of judgment. And as you lie there, ask yourself that all the things today that distracted me from Allah, were they actually worth it? This beauty of mine that I'm so obsessed with, the day that I go to sleep in my grave, on that day this beauty will decay. The insects will take away my body. I won't have the ability to smile. And if you don't believe this, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, walk in the graveyard and read those headstones. By Allah, they were all honorable men and women. They were all wealthy people. They were all beautiful people. Their time came, they left the world. Honorable and lucky are those who prepared, and foolish are those who kept sleeping in the world and then came to their sleep in the qabr. And when they meet Allah in the hereafter, they will have to pay for the price of being sleepy and forgetful of Allah in the dunya. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا جَرَحْتُمْ بِالنَّهَارِ. And Allah is the one who knows what you did during the day hours. ثُمَّ يَبَعَثُكُمْ فِيهِ. And that Allah will resurrect you from your sleep back into the world. لِيُقْضَى أَجَلٌ مُسَمَّى. So your allotted time in this world can be fulfilled. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. And then to Him you will return. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُكُمْ. And then He will inform you بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Of what you did. These verses are very powerful. The message from Allah in these verses is very direct, it's very clear. In verse number 61, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظًا. And it is Allah who is a subjugator over His servants. وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظًا. And He sends angels over you to protect you. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحْدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ. But when death comes, تَوَفَّتْهُ رُسُلَنَا. Our angels will take that person. وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّتُونَ. And they will not fall, they will not fail in their duty. They will come and they will take your soul and you can do whatever you want. You can't escape that. All religions, all beliefs, atheists or not, everyone agrees that you have to leave this world. The only difference is what happens after you die. We as Muslims say, there's qiyamah, there's a resurrection. You stand in front of Allah. As for the one who doesn't believe in God, he believes death is the abode. And that's why the Urdu poet said, Jaisi karni waisi bharni na maane to karke dekh. That what you do is what you'll get. If you don't believe it, give it a try. Jaisi karni waisi bharni na maane to karke dekh. Jannat bhi hai, dozakh bhi hai, na maane to marke dekh. That what you do is what you get. If you don't believe it, die, give it a try. There is paradise, there is the fire of hell. If you don't believe it, die, give it a try. Then you'll find out whether there is Jannah or Jahannam. وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّتُونَ. And then Allah closes off, and I close off today's khatara reflection with this verse number 62. such a azeem, jalali, powerful verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that after your soul is taken and the angels will not fail their duty, ثُمَّ رُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ أَلَا لَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ. And then all of the servants will be returned back to their true Lord. أَلَا لَهُ الْحُكْمُ. Without any doubt, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies all judgment. وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ. And He is the quickest when it comes to accounting. Read and reflect over these verses of Surah Al-An'am. They will build your bond with Allah. You know, the first three verses, the scholars, the narration that I narrated from Thalibi, from Jabir, from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's not just reading those verses, it's about reflecting over them. It's about reflecting over the surah. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to me? Find me a person who builds a bond with Surah Al-An'am and then has any doubt in their iman. Bring someone to me who reads Surah Al-An'am with their heart, reflects over it, sits with it, and then after that has any doubt. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill these hearts of ours with tawheed. Ya Allah, never let us bow in front of anyone but You. Ya Allah, do not let our hearts long for anyone but You. Ya Allah, let Your tawheed settle into every limb of ours, into every nerve of ours. Ya Allah, into every vein of ours. Ilaha al-alameen, let us live with tawheed. And Ya Allah, when You give us death, give us death with tawheed. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.